This is episode 5, Small Things That Keep You Alive. Some days, the only thing that kept me going was something small. Maybe a song I heard, something I read, or maybe something I overheard at a coffee shop. Could be a soft breeze coming through the window, the waves at sunset, half a cup of coffee growing cold on the counter. Nothing heroic, not a big breakthrough moment, just ordinary. But somehow, the small things were enough. When the depression got really deep, and everything felt like a dull, gray ache for weeks and months, and the idea of surviving the whole day felt like too much, I stopped trying to survive the day. I just focused on the next few minutes. I'd find myself walking into the kitchen, still wrapped in a blanket, turn on the kettle like it was the only thing I knew how to do. And just to watch the steam rise. Sometimes that was the whole plan for my day. Moving my body, watching steam, drinking tea. And honestly, sometimes it was enough. There's this mythology we're told that surviving means fighting hard, means climbing out, means fixing ourselves. But the truth, sometimes surviving means staying exactly where you are. Not moving, not speaking, just not disappearing. A hot shower, a soft blanket, the sound of rain, a light left on by somebody who didn't know you needed it. Tiny things, small mercies, fleeting comforts. These aren't solutions, but they're proof. Proof that you can still be aware and that you can still feel something. I used to be ashamed that I needed those things. I mean, who survives on a YouTube video and a piece of chocolate, right? But now, I think those things are resilience. Not the kind they put on posters or people ever talk about. It's the kind that looks really quiet, possibly boring, but real, especially when everything else feels absolutely impossible. If you've ever found yourself in that place, clinging to something small because it's all you had, I want you to know I see you, and I know those kind of things and that kind of survival matters. You matter. Even if all you did today was keep breathing, especially if that's all you did. Be well. Stay one more day. This is holding on anyway.